Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And here we go. Let's ring in Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Sig Sauer Studios lit up for you, Mark Walters, in front of the Patriot Mobile microphone. And it is all being presented to you today and every day by the great X Insurance. Welcome in, welcome in, welcome in. If you want to watch the program in high definition, please choose to do that. It's fun to do, but do not do that while you are driving, please. You can always hit the Listen Live button. You can hit both buttons, whichever one you choose to do, at armedamericanradio.com. You can also participate in the live chat right there on the website while you're watching the show. And if you want to join the Telegram chat, which is always active, just download the Telegram messaging app and search for Armed American Radio Conversations, and you are in. First guest for the day. Armed American Radio OG, David Kodria, joins me for the hour. David, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing well. This is the second afternoon in a row I've had a chance to light up a short cigar in the afternoon.
Nice.
Because yesterday we had the totality in Ohio. How close was it in Georgia where you are?
About 80%. It got cold and it got dark. Not as dark as where you are. You're just outside of Cleveland. You guys were right smack in the middle of the zone. And I was kind of ragging the media yesterday because that was their new buzzword all day. Zone of totality. That's all you heard from the media. We're in the zone of totality. So I remind my wife, I will be in the zone of totality the next time it passes over the Atlanta metro area, if I'm still here, and I doubt it. But I will be about 100, and I think a buck 26 or something like that. I'll be 126 years old. And I told her, I'm going to live that long. You watch out.
So, well, I got to tell you something. When it went completely dark and had the corona around it, it was just magnificent, and it was inspiring, because if you think about the statistical odds that you have the sun that is 400 times as far as the moon and 400 times the diameter of the moon, and you get that perfect alignment like that, it's like you cannot convince me that that is not by design.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because dare I say again today that to me, again, my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, and likely yours as well, it is proof positive to this kid, anyway, of a higher being. There's just no question about it. It is by design. There's no way around that. It's really something. It's quite something to see. Even when all the pundits are talking about the zone of totality. Hey, David, I got to go somewhere fun before we really get cranking today, just because I cannot help myself. And I was talking with Bobby before the show and running the boards there in Dallas. Did not take long. Maryland, big story of the day. African-American group called for ditching racist Francis Scott Key, naming new bridge after late congressman. You knew it was coming, David. You knew it was coming. How are the Democrats going to handle this?
This was my initial reaction when I saw what happened with the bridge, and I saw it was named Francis Scott Key, and I had remembered that there were people that were objecting to the national anthem because apparently they're saying that the national anthem is racist, which I guess is why we need to have a separate national anthem at NFL games, so that the football players who want to take a knee for the real one can force everybody to stand up and place their hands over their hearts on their version. And God forbid you don't stand up and if you would take a knee for that one, good luck getting out of the stadium. And it kind of reminds me of the Antifa types that were going around in like Washington, D.C., and they were forcing patrons to raise their fists in solidarity. Okay, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. You know, e pluribus unum. We're supposed to be, you know, out of many, we're supposed to be one. And Joe Biden, who said that he was all about unity and hope, has done nothing but divide this country and exacerbate the hate with the assistance of his media cheerleaders over there in the zone of totality, Washington, D.C., the home of the totalitarians, okay?
And I got to tell you, it's very interesting to me because as we're talking about this right now, and this happens from time to time, depending on the guest and depending on the topic, our video starts to go down when they don't like what we're talking about. It just happens, and I can't not explain it. So if you're watching the video, just hang in there. When we change subjects, they're okay when we go to guns, but they don't like when we're talking about what we're talking about now. And it's bright red now. I see that. So you might want to go to guns and head over to Listen Live until we change the subject, because once we change the subject, it'll go back green again. It always does, David. Good heavens. Now, you know, I'm just telling you what I notice. I could be wrong. It could be coincidence. But there's a bigger story here, David. It's nothing's coincidence anymore. When coincidences begin to line up, don't you get a little suspect, regardless of what the topic is, in today's day and age?
You know, I see people come up with absolute garbage. And I forget what it was that prompted this observation earlier in the week. But it was, you had some idiot on the internet, and if you looked it up,
an idiot on the internet,
he would get like a million more hits than all of Mike Vanderbo's Sipsy Street Irregulars combined. So in other words, the life work of someone who did so much to preserve and defend the Second Amendment is just absolutely suppressed by all the algorithms, and the garbage that they want people focused on is what's out there that you know, you enter it into Google and you'll get a million hits off of it.
David, you and I have been victims of that for years.
Yeah.
Victims of that for years. We've seen it, and you and I have talked about things that later were that were stories, ladies and gentlemen, that David broke on the airwaves on Armed American Radio. No one had heard it before. It wasn't out there. He hadn't yet penned the column. It hadn't yet been published. He saved it to break on the MonsterCast. And the very next morning, you see the pundits talking about it and a couple other talk radio hosts talking about it with zero credit to you whatsoever. And I've lost count of how many times that happened, David. It was more than once, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? You just got to kind of keep doing what you're doing, and because look, if I were trying to do this to be famous and popular, I'd be writing about the Kardashians. Okay, wouldn't you know? we'd be talking about, you know, celebrities and things like that just get
famous
the American
for being
public,
famous,
you know,
for no other purpose.
Yeah.
They're just famous for being famous, and you get famous if you write about them. It's bizarre. And David, you coined the phrase, it's opposite day. I mean, and that's exactly what it is. It's just flat out opposite day.
Yeah.
We live in crazy times. And the fact that what happened with the bridge, the day it happened, we said here, watch what happens. They're going to want to rename the bridge because the bridge name is racist. You can predict this stuff now. And ladies and gentlemen, what does this have to do with guns? David, I would submit it has everything to do with guns, because it is the same group of people who would love to cancel us and want to cancel our guns. It's all tied together. Is it not, David? Help me tie it together.
I guess I just saw this columnist by this idiot feminist in Salon saying that the New York subway attacks are reflections of MAGA male violence and hostility against women. And I'm wondering, you know, how many of the New York subway attackers are wearing the red caps? Okay, and then trying to juxtapose that against that poor 64-year-old Trump supporter in New Jersey who has the decked-out van who got attacked by a leftist with a sledgehammer. Okay? You know, opposite day. You're absolutely right.
You know, Morgan Wallen, country stars facing three felony charges. I don't know how many BLM supporters and rioters that burned buildings down on national television, destroyed police cruisers, beat people up. They walk. New York City, cops don't even show up. Somebody threw a chair off a building. Okay, we got other things to worry about. Our mayor told us not to answer those types of calls. Meanwhile, he's facing three felonies for chucking a chair, likely because he was hammered. Stupid maneuver, no question about it. Not defending it. Dumb move. But he's facing 6 years in prison.
David, what are you going to do, Mark? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
We'll talk about it here.
For the remaining three segments.
And just, you know, the listeners just have to understand that it is us against them. And by us, I'm not talking me and Mark. I'm talking about everybody who's listening to this. It is us against them.
You bet.
We are part of this attacked group that Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray from the DOJ and the FBI called the greatest threat. They actually came out and they said that pro-lifers are more dangerous than Islamist extremists.
We'll end the segment on that. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom today here in the Sig Sauer studios in front of the Patriot Mobile microphone. All of it brought to you by X Insurance. We have three more segments with David Kodria. Don't go away. If you're watching the show, we change subjects and it's all bat green for you now. I guess they don't mind us talking about guns. We'll be right back. Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back. This is a Patriot Mobile phone here, ladies and gentlemen, that I have right here on my desk. It is Patriot Mobile activated. You can do the same thing and support the businesses that support your lifestyle and your beliefs and your values and your guns. Patriot Mobile outright overtly supports your right to keep and bear arms. You can visit patriotmobile.com/AAR. Use that AAR promo code just like I did and get free activation on your Patriot Mobile phone. And quit giving your money to woke businesses that support renaming bridges and banning all of your stuff. There are companies out there. And ladies and gentlemen, this is in this day and age, and I'm sure David Kodria, let's bring David back in. David, I'm sure you'll agree with me. When we have the opportunity, we have to take it in today's day and age, David. We have to, do we not?
I was just posting earlier today on my War on Guns blog about economic fascists that essentially make their profits off of helping build the gulag. And, you know, reflecting that, and then I hear a commercial like, you know, Mike Lindell for MyPillow, and I think of what stores like Bed Bath & Beyond did to him. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, and I think that company is in financial straits, if I'm not mistaken, but I absolutely will check on a company, and if I can support someone who supports me, that's who gets my business. If I find somebody who is overtly against me, those people don't get my business. If I see a no-gun sign on a restaurant, guess where I'm not eating?
You better believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, Bed Bath & Beyond, by the way, this is fun to say. Bed Bath & Beyond near me used to be right next to Dick's Sporting Goods, who has never seen a dollar of my money ever since they pulled their shenanigans over at Dick's and cost themselves $250 million and never got it back, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And now it's no longer there because of all of the brilliant maneuvers they made, including moves like what they did to Mike Lindell. And while I'm on it, I'm going to take that shameless plug. Because that $25 extravaganza is going on over there, and you can buy all those products for $25. And ladies and gentlemen, you can support them for supporting your gun rights by visiting MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio and use that promo code, get all those discounts, and say thank you for supporting our gun rights for the last 10 years on this program. That's exactly how the equation works. David, we have some big news out of Washington State, but is it really big news? Let's go into this briefly, because a Washington judge ruled yesterday afternoon that the state's high-capacity magazine ban is unconstitutional. Ruled that yesterday, late day. And, well, Bob Ferguson, the attorney general in Washington, immediately appealed because he knew it was going to happen, because he knows it's unconstitutional. That's why they had an immediate appeal ready. And the appellate court, well, you know what they did. They kept it in place as it works through the system. So is it really a victory? It is a victory. But is it? Because here we go again. So, you know, we know where this is going. It's going to the Washington State Supreme Court. We have no idea what that Supreme Court's going to do. But the state of Washington does have a solid right to bear arms amendment to its state constitution that the judge in the lower court held also made it unconstitutional. But his test was Bruin. What do you think about that?
I think I told you last time I was on that I was having problems with my laptop, and I'm having problems with it again. I got to get a new one. But I posted on this on my War on Guns blog again, and essentially, yeah, we know that what we're doing is wrong, but we're going to keep doing it. Okay? How can you know that a law is unconstitutional and not be a tyrant if you continue to impose that unconstitutional edict on citizens? And, you know, they're admitting that they're tyrants, and they're admitting that they're violating the Constitution, which all of them swore an oath to uphold. So they're oath breakers on top of that. But you know what? They can, because, again, they are going to get, you know, their constituents continuing to vote for them. And that's why it makes it real difficult for me, Mark, to feel a lot of sympathy for people who are in solid blue areas, who are victims of crime, and to feel a lot of sympathy for them when I realize that what we're doing is we're talking about people who voted for the people who created these conditions that they have to live in and will continue to vote for these people.
All right, let's talk about that briefly. That's an interesting topic. And I want to cover some of the other things you wrote about. I want to cover RFK, his VP pick and all that. You've written some great stuff about that. But for the time being, let's stay there for just a moment, because I'm in agreement with you. And I'm to a point now where I believe the country is deep enough into the toilet at this stage of the game that people are going to have to act to take it back. And by act, I don't mean yelling and screaming and going out and thinking just pulling that lever or pushing that Chad, right, to use some nostalgic terms, is going to do the trick. You've got to start doing things like what we were talking about briefly when this segment opened. And that was, you've got to start walking with your wallet. You've got to start spending money in places that matter to you and avoid those places that are actively fighting against you. That's one small thing you can do. But the other one is, at some point in time, you're going to have to make some very terrible decisions, ladies and gentlemen. David and I have talked about this for years, that if the Democrats keep this up, David, Americans are going to have to make very terrible decisions they never thought they'd have to make. One of those decisions is likely going to be, do I stay here and become a part of the problem? Because by my staying here, am I just accepting what's happening to me? How do we justify that? How do we square that, David?
That's the least of the decisions to make, is as monumental as that is. And I left California. I lived in California from late 1978 to 2007. And California politics and California gun laws were part of the issue. However, I had made another terrible choice before I left California, and that was to disregard their gun laws. And I am confessing on national radio, Mark, that I am a gun criminal. I am a felon. I not only carried concealed illegally in Southern California for decades, I also refused to register my quote-unquote assault weapon, let the DOJ know that, and basically was living as an outlaw in California. And that really wasn't the impetus that caused me to move and to migrate, because I figured getting by well enough that my chances of getting caught were probably pretty nil, because I behave myself. I don't go into bars and start fights. I don't rob liquor stores. I don't do any of the other things. But it was personal decisions that caused me to leave and come back to Ohio, where I was born. And among them were letting my parents enjoy my sons, their grandchildren, in their golden years, which was tremendously important to me, tremendously important to them, and tremendously important to the boys. But yes, moving is one thing, but the real choice is, look at what people in Illinois are facing right now. Do you register your AR or not?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I would submit to you that you didn't commit any crime. I would submit to you that you did not violate any law. I would submit to you that no human being, no politician has the moral authority, no politician has the moral authority to strip you of those God-given rights. Therein lies the heart of the battle, in the heat of the battle. Armed American Radio continues. Two more segments with David Kodria. This could get really good. You don't want to turn the dial. We'll be right back.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yes, freedom, passion, precision, three words we love, and Daniel Defense exemplifies all three of the above. Remember, you can support the DoubleDFoundation.org and might possibly win that $5,000 rifle package over there. I believe that drawing is April 24th. Don't hold me to that. I got to get that right then on there, and I promise I'll do that for you this week, because I should know that off the top of my head. But nonetheless, you can pick up tickets for $25 to support the youth shooting sports through the DoubleDFoundation.org. And if you want, like I did, you can buy five tickets for $100, get that extra ticket. And I got to tell you again that Armed American Radio listeners have won this 2 out of 4 times, these raffles. So you got pretty good shot here, pun intended. So visit the DoubleDFoundation.org. Support the youth shooting sports. The kids coming up behind you and behind me and all of us, collectively through the DoubleDFoundation.org, and you might win that $5,000 custom M4A1 package only from Daniel Defense. It's great stuff. David Kodria, welcome back, my friend. And I want to continue this conversation briefly because I think it's important, and it's up. We're having it. Let's just go there. We've got an election coming up in just a few months now. 6 months, I guess, 7 months. And no doubt, you know, we hear this all the time. It's the most important election. This one clearly is. No doubt the most important election of my lifetime because of the division in the country. There's no question about it. And then you throw the whole Trump-Biden thing in there, and it's even more important. David, is one half of the country going to ignore the outcome of the election, regardless of the outcome? And how dangerous is that?
I pretty much think that if Trump wins, you're going to see every urban area in the country going absolutely crazy. And I think we're going to see that before that, though. I think with the Democrat National Convention happening in Chicago this summer, okay, and I was around in 68. I remember Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin, and I remember what was going on then. The new people are going to say, hold our beer, or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, that's child's play to compare to what's coming.
Yeah, and I think that that is going to maybe open some people's eyes. Hopefully it will open some people's eyes, but it is so hard to get out of that doctrinaire Democrat uber alles rut that so many find themselves in. I mean, you would think that American Jews, okay, would take a look at the way that the Biden administration and how the Democrat Party is divided to where there are violent protests in support of Hamas, okay? And you would think they would say, my God, you know, we've been supporting the Democrat Party by a tune of 70% to 80%, and what's going to happen if the Democrat Party continues to win and this new generation of Democrats, the AOCs and the Tlaibs and the people like that, ultimately take over, and they are the guiding forces behind the party? What is expected to happen to us when we are now experiencing virulent anti-Semitism like has never been seen before in this country, and the countries where it has been seen, terror has resulted?
David, you had Hamas supporters in Dearborn, Michigan, just 2 days ago, screaming death to America.
Yes.
On the streets of Dearborn, just outside Detroit, in America, Hamas terror supporters, and they all vote for who we know they vote for in Michigan, and they will continue to do so.
Yeah, yeah, and yet you think that the J6 protesters are charged with seditious conspiracy and put away for years. And then you see some of these people that are screaming death to America, and you wonder, number one, who let them into this country in the first damn place? And whatever happened to the ability to deport people who are a threat to this country that you let in? And of course, when we let these folks in, particularly the illegal aliens now that are driving around in Washington, D.C. on motorbikes without licenses, well, heck, you know, when your initial experience with America is you don't have to obey its laws, you know, you're going to kind of take your cue and you're going to ignore all the laws. It's just absolutely incredible what's happened to this country and how much of this division has been let in intentionally, because you can't convince me that the Democrat Party doesn't know perfectly well and doesn't have a plan and realize that once you get them in and enough people start screaming pathway to citizenship, they're going to have a lock like we have never seen. And that is going to include not only the legislation that comes through, we've talked about this many times, Mark, but the appointments to the Supreme Court. You guys think you're safe with Bruin? They will undo that in a heartbeat once Chuck Schumer remakes the Supreme Court.
Yeah, if I can pull this up quickly, I don't know if I have this, but it would be a really good time. And it is. I do have it. There was a tweet put out by that idiot, Geraldo Rivera. And I want you to listen to this. It's in the vein of what we're talking about. This is from Geraldo Rivera just, today at 12:15 p.m. Eastern Time. He unleashed the J6 riots and inspired the mass amnesia that allowed half the country to back him anyway, not me. I will never again support him, but I recognize his political skills. Having stacked the Supreme Court to destroy Roe v. Wade and the constitutional right to abortion, he then saw the potent backlash as threatening his candidacy. So yesterday, he adjusted his message. He announced it was out of his hands and that there will be no federal law banning abortion, not at 6 weeks, not 15 weeks, none. The issue, he said solemnly, was best left to each state to decide. And by the way, he recommends that whenever the state decides to cut off access to abortion, there be exemptions for victims of rape, incest, or for the health of the mother. In stepping back and refocusing the responsibility on voters' choice, he may have blunted the Democrats' most potent issue. Will his ardently pro-life supporters stick with him anyway? Where else are they going to go? And the reason I mention this is not for the abortion. This is not a show about abortion. But I did respond to him, and I said the following, and this is where I want your commentary, David. He didn't stack SCOTUS. Nominating justices is every president's responsibility, and there is no constitutional right to an abortion. It's back where it belongs with the states. Retire already. Just go away. Here's where I go with this. The country is so divided. Geraldo Rivera, lifelong journalist, David, believes that a president is stacking the court by nominating justices along his ideological line, which is what every president does. Stacking the court is adding justices. In other words, if you disagree with me, the hell with you. And I'm telling you right now that when you said that quiet part out loud, you are absolutely spot dead on. And you had better be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, because David Neil McCabe, man, you know very well, has made it clear on this show that Democrats have been divorcing us for years. And that process is underway. And come November, if Donald Trump wins, you better look out. I just want your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And you're not really stacking the courts, because if you take a look at the Senate process of confirmation, there are certain general questions that they can ask, but they really tread lightly. And I would like to see that change. I think that, yes, obviously it's not appropriate to comment on pending cases that you may have to then weigh in on. However, in general, you can articulate your understanding of the Constitution. It is not unfair to do that, and yet the judicial appointees are given a pass on this, and this is why we see disappointments like John Roberts. And back to Geraldo real quickly, because he's just
let's
been,
go, he's easy.
I was at a Chinese restaurant opening up towards Cleveland, a little city called Orange up here. They have a nice little restaurant district up there. And a Chinese restaurant opened up. Boy, expensive cars in front, Lamborghinis and Ferraris and things like that. And we're sitting there. We're eating our food. And I look over the table, two tables down. Here's Geraldo Rivera sitting at the end of the table, okay, being feted by all of his, you know, liberal rich friends. And what really got me, and we talked about celebrity, we talked about American priorities and things like that, and all these people coming by his table and wanting to get selfies with him, okay? And it's like, first of all, I would never go and bother somebody who's having a private dinner, even if they're a celebrity. I mean, my God, you know, everybody deserves their private lives and shouldn't be bothered with that. But the fact that these people, this is the thrill of their life to have their picture taken with Geraldo Rivera, and I'm just slapping my head and I'm going, you know, geez, what's wrong with America?
Well, there, you know, you bring up such a great point, because as I've said for years, there are certain words, pairs of words, that do not belong in the same sentences. Example, career and politician. They do not belong in the same sentence. Another one is media personality. Why are you so enamored by a reporter? Good heavens, ladies and gentlemen, if that's you, get a life. We have one more segment with David Cote. You don't go away. Fun conversation today. Hope you're enjoying it as much as we're enjoying bringing it to you. We'll be right back in the Sig Sauer Studios, all brought to you by X Insurance right after this.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Final segment of Hour 1 is upon us. David Kodria, AAROG. He's an AAR original gangsta, I have to say. David Kodria, welcome back inside the 6-Hour Studios with me. Patriot Mobile, Mike fired up. X Insurance presenting it all. Ladies and gentlemen, visit all of our partners. If you're watching the show, you see some of their logos flipping and some of their websites in between breaks. Patriot Mobile, HeavensHarvest.com. You better be prepared for what's coming, and Heaven's Harvest has you covered. HeavensHarvest.com. I can survive with no grocery store for quite some time. Can you? And it's not expensive to do. And I would highly recommend that if you haven't done it, you get on it. You will sleep better at night. I can promise you that. Crossbreed holsters, carry the cross. Got a crossbreed holster sitting right here with me. NorthAmericanArms.com, cutting edge firewood. BarrelBuddy.com. Change the way you clean your guns. In fact, maybe you want to start cleaning your guns. I've already been through two bags of those things. They are absolutely wonderful. PTAmmo.com. Waft.com for that scenario-based training. Did you get your goat guns yet? They're just way too fun. GoatGuns.com. ArmsList.com. Find all of our partners at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Welcome back. David Kodrio, let's keep this conversation going for the remainder of this hour. It's scary stuff out there, David. And we're talking about the decisions people are going to have to make, the division in the country. I'm going to submit this to you, then we're going to move on to something else. But I would really like your comment. This has all got to come to a head. This cannot continue. How? Ooh, oh,
yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah. I'm debating next week going back to Kent State University, which is my alma mater. And I went there a couple of years back when they did the armed carry walk, and they had just all kinds of protesters and things there. And I covered it for Firearms News, and just the hatred that I saw coming from the left, the anti-gun left, and how they're equating armed citizens with the Kent State shootings, which was the government sent against them, shooting unarmed students with M1 rifles, okay, then and you know, hitting them from hundreds of yards away, and yet they are for the government being the only ones with guns and against you and me being armed, virulently against it. And I'm debating going next week because Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be there. And the reason I'm debating it is, I wanted to cover it. However, this time it's not going to be outdoors like the walk was. They're going to go into the Kiva Auditorium. And offline, I'll tell you a story about the Kiva Auditorium. The bottom line is, do I really want to put myself in that position where there are closed exits? There are, you know, 1,000 angry people. Yeah. That are screaming. The exits are finite, and if there's any kind of stampede, you know, good luck not getting trampled. So do I really want to cover it bad enough to do that? And I kind of question, this is, I believe, Turning Point USA is putting it on. I would hope that they would be putting out some kind of assurance about security and protection and all that's going to go on there. Until I see something better, I'm still debating whether or not I'm going to show up.
Yeah, and that's sad, isn't it? That's sad. On another note, not anything I'm not debating. It's just a time thing for me. I won't make it. But Spike Cohen, do you know who Spike Cohen is?
No, I don't think I do.
he was a liber- he's a he was a former vice presidential selection for Libertarian Party. For a he was the Libertarian candidate in 2020 for vice president. He's a very skilled speaker, but right down the road from me, it looks like Adventure Outdoors and Georgia Carey, or formerly Georgia Carey, GA2A.org, is hosting a debate between Spike Cohen and our favorite fanboy David Hogg, which is going to occur tomorrow, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Well, I'll be watching it on the live stream. I've been invited to go, but time will not allow me to be there. But nonetheless, I'm going to be watching that. That's going to be very, very interesting to see. Because David Hogg is just a hollow boy. He's just a hollow boy. It's all
now, what did I just see that he's got this pack that it turns out it's not spending on political candidates. They're spending on travel and
themselves.
Luxury for Davey.
Mm-hmm.
Living high off the hog. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they were doing. When the numbers came out, I think it was about only 20 or 30% of what they brought in actually went to candidates. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. David Hogg in action. But that'll be interesting to see that. I have a feeling that Spike is just going to, well, spike him. Pretty much going to be that simple. So RFK, he should scare people, I think. You've got a great piece about, you know, and he's got, you know, his message. I understand where he's coming from. The Democrats hate him, which is a good thing. I like that about him. But he's got a gun banner supporting VP, who he wants to put a heartbeat away from the presidency. Tell us about her, because you wrote about her over at Ammo Land. RFK Jr. would put gun banner supporting VP pick a heartbeat from presidency.
And that to me is the critical matter there, because her name is Nicole Shanahan. Excuse me. She's a wealthy attorney and entrepreneur in the San Francisco Bay Area. And the bottom line is she has supported with money, you know, Joe Biden and every Democrat gun grabber out there. RFK himself, I don't understand his popularity with conservatives. I'll admit I read his book on COVID, his expose of Fauci, and I think it's a brilliant book. I think everyone should read it. I think that he's got a lot of good things to say that's evidence-backed. However, he's been giving assurances that, no, I'm not going to ban, you know, anything. However, they're all qualified assurances. If you take a look at what he said before about how NRA is responsible and has blood on its hands from Parkland, and then he qualifies, well, your guns are safe with me, with, well, he would sign an assault weapon ban if it came across his desk. In other words, he's not opposed to it on principle. He's opposed to it on what he thinks he can get away with. And this Shanahan character, I'm sorry, to me, she is a Bay Area lib. She supports every Democrat out there with her money. And if something happened to RFK Jr., she would be president. I don't want that. And what scares me, though, is that people say, well, he's going to hurt Biden worse than he's going to hurt Trump. However, I see a lot of conservative boards and a lot of conservative blogs where people don't understand this about him, and they have wonderful things to say, and they're thinking about voting for him. I saw on a YouTube video where he's talking about the Second Amendment favorably this time, people saying, yeah, he's the candidate for me. I'd vote for him. And I'm going, you know, what do we do to get the word out that no, 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 what he's saying to you right now is politicking, and what he really believes is what he said on Twitter when he blamed NRA for having blood on its hands, and when he says that he will sign it if he can get enough votes for it.
Tulsi Gabbard made a complete shift on, I don't know, shift on Second Amendment. We're going to run out of time, unfortunately, and I hate that. But are you familiar with Tulsi Gabbard's recent statements?
Yeah, I am, and it came a year and a half after I wrote my Firearms News article exposing all of her anti-gun activities and statements. And look, I hope she really has had a Road to Damascus moment. However, I'm going to have, you know, show me. You know, you're going to have to do some proof at this point, because up until a year ago, you have been my enemy.
Yeah, I think that her statement was strong enough. I'll just close with this, David, with you, and I'd love to talk with you about this off-air and get you on record on-air as well. She can't possibly walk back what she said at this point. I think her statement was strong enough that she cannot walk it back. She gave assurance that she cannot deny
going forward. So it'll be interesting to see. You and I will talk about it off air. David Kodria, waronguns.com, waronguns.com. Read him over at Ammo Land. David Kodria, he is an OG for a reason, ladies and gentlemen, and a fan favorite for a reason. You just found out why. David, thank you for the great conversation and for everything that you do. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour 1 wraps up right now. West Coast stations are getting an encore. We'll be back tomorrow live. Stay safe. I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.